Dear friends in Christ, there are 16 congregations in our church body that enjoy a very special blessing from the Lord. They are able to operate elementary Christian day schools. That's what chapter 19 of the CLC history is about. Some of these schools have been in existence from the very beginning of the CLC. For example, Emmanuel Lutheran School in Mankato, Minnesota. And in fact, Emmanuel Lutheran of Mankato not only has an elementary school, but they operate their own Christian high school ever since ILC moved here from Mankato to Eau Claire in 1963. If you look back into the history of Emmanuel School in Mankato, there's some very interesting facts. The school began way back in the 1800s, and in the 1880s, the records indicate there was a teacher there by the name of C.D. Brockmeyer, who ran a one-room school with 168 students. That would seem to be almost impossible to carry out. Of course, the school doesn't have 168 students today with one teacher. They have a little less, I guess, than 100 students today. And I'm sure there are many more teachers than just one. But there are some one-room schools in our church body. Just last week, I was talking to the pastor of Peace Through Christ Lutheran Church in Middleton, Wisconsin. And he told me that their school this year has two students. And the teacher is a recent graduate of ILC, Jennifer Ullman. And he said she's doing very well. Trinity School out in Watertown, South Dakota, for some years had only one student. But then the congregation kept the school going, and pretty soon the enrollment was up to 20. Some schools have not been able to continue. For example, in Coloma, Michigan, Faith Lutheran School once had quite a few students, I think in the 60s perhaps, even more. But in the last few years, it's had to close its school. Lack of students and finances have gone up. They would hope to reopen it sometime in the future. On the other hand, some schools have grown. Right here in Eau Claire, we have Messiah Lutheran School. It started out in 1963 with 24 students, and now it has well over 100 students. And in fact, many families from around the CLC in various places have moved to Eau Claire for the very reason that they can get here a Christian education, not only in grade school, but high school and college. Obviously, it takes quite a bit of money, time, energy to establish and maintain a Christian school. And there are many people out in the world that say we are really quite foolish to try to run our own little schools when public education is available without any extra expense. So it's something we have to ask ourselves. Why do we want to have such schools? What is the reason for them? Well, some years ago, Pastor Paul Fleischer wrote a paper on Christian education. Pastor Fleischer out in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And this is what he said. He said, "Let there be no question about the fact that children and their Christian training are very dear to the Lord. And therefore, children and their Christian training must also be dear to us who would serve Him aright. There are only two basic world views. One is a God-centered view of life. The other is a creature-centered view. The former is what our Savior God expects His people to inculcate to the up-and-coming generation. If we want true education, we must base that education on the truths of the Holy Scriptures, which alone can answer aright the big questions in this life of where did I come from, Why am I here? Where am I going? Our Christian schools are schools where the Bible is the main textbook. Of course, if we're going to operate a Christian day school in this country at this time, we have to teach the students how to read, how to write, how to think, how to spell, how to do arithmetic. These are things that are necessary for them to survive in this life. But our God certainly wants us to put as a priority the teaching of the reality of God. In other words, our students, he wants our students to learn who God is, that He is our Creator, that He is our Redeemer, that He is our Sanctifier. Our God wants us to teach children the law and the gospel so that our students know that they are sinners, condemned sinners, redeemed through the mercy of God in Christ Jesus through His life, His suffering, death, and resurrection. If our children do not learn who God is and what He has done for us, then they, of course, are missing out on the most important and most necessary thing there is to know. Now, our Lord has not told us that we must establish a Christian day school in every congregation, but He has commanded parents in these well-known words from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, "You fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." Fathers and mothers have this responsibility, and some of them are able to carry out their responsibilities through Christian instruction in their homes. Christian day schools are not intended to replace parents, but they are intended to assist parents in the carrying out of their responsibilities. Many of you who are here in the audience have attended Christian elementary schools, and you know that there has been a benefit to you in this. You have learned to know what the Bible says. You have learned the chief parts of Christian doctrine. You have learned many Christian hymns that will help you in all your life and on the day of your death. You have been blessed with Christian teachers who have helped your parents bring you what Jesus called the one thing needful. We pray that our Lord may continue to bless all of our Christian schools. Let us sing hymn 628, stanza 1 and stanza 4.